Dear visitors, to understand our unique world of art, we would like to present you with some short characterizations of some popular art styles.
Let's start with the period from the 14th to the 17th century, the Renaissance. This style, meaning rebirth in French, is known for its realistic paintings and sculptures, often portraying religious scenes or historical figures. Think of pictures with detailed faces, flowing clothes, and clear backgrounds. I'm sure you all know Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, right?
Under Baroque style, imagine a grand, dramatic play come to life on canvas or in stone. This style is all about movement, emotion, and grandeur. Think of paintings with dark and light contrasts, swirling figures, and dramatic scenes like a battle or religious stories. Sculptures are often life-size and full of movement, capturing moments of high emotion. The great names of Rubens or Caravaggio represent this style of the 17th and 18th century.
Impressionism is a style from the 19th century, capturing the feeling and light of a scene rather than the exact details. Imagine paintings with blurry brushstrokes, bright colours and everyday subjects like landscapes or people having fun. Have you heard the name Degas, Monet or Renoir?
Surrealism is another interesting and unique style from the early 20th century. It uses dreamlike images and strange combinations of objects to explore the subconscious mind. Think of paintings with melting clocks, floating castles, or people with animal heads. Things that wouldn't be real in our world. If no one else, at least the name Salvador Dali pops into the heads of most of us.
On the other hand, cubism breaks down objects into geometric shapes, showing different viewpoints at the same time. Imagine a portrait where someone's face is shown from the front, side, and top all at once. I'm pretty sure you have all seen one or two paintings by the famous Spanish artist Pablo Picasso.
And what about the 1950s and 60s pop art? This modern style uses everyday objects and popular culture images in bright, eye-catching ways. Imagine paintings of soup cans or comic book characters, often with bold colours and repeated patterns. Who doesn't know Andy Warhol, the leading figure of this movement?
Other movements from the 20th century are street art and minimalism. Street art, which is very modern, typically uses spray paint, stencils, or other materials on walls and public spaces. Imagine bold, colourful images or messages, often dealing with social or political issues. In this category, you can check out the work of the English-based street artist and political activist, Banksy.
The last style here to mention is minimalism, which began in the post-World War II period. It uses simple elements like basic shapes, solid colours, and clean lines. Imagine paintings with few objects and a focus on space and emptiness. Here I'd like to mention the American modernist painter, sculptor, and printmaker Frank Stella.
These are just a few examples, and there are many other art styles out there, but we hope we have given you at least a little peek into art history. Thanks for your attention.